This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Now is the time to finalize crop insurance coverage. We'll have more from the National Crop Insurance Services right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Farmers across the country are being reminded to finalize their crop insurance coverage for the 2026 crop season before the March 16th deadline for most spring seeded crops. New data released by National Crop Insurance Services, or NCIS, shows participation in the program continues to grow nationwide. Farmers purchased 2.54 million crop insurance policies in 2025, protecting a record 561 million acres of farmland across the United States. NCIS President Tom Zacharias said those numbers highlight the importance of crop insurance during a time of economic pressure and weather uncertainty.
Record participation in 2025 demonstrates the value that farmers and ranchers place on crop insurance. In a time of tight margins and increasing weather uncertainty, farmers are counting on the dependable public-private partnership that financially protects them when disaster strikes.
The policies purchased last year provided more than $159 billion in liability protection for crops, while farmers invested over $6.25 billion of their own money to buy that coverage. Zacharias said that investment reflects farmers' commitment to managing risk in an increasingly unpredictable environment.
Crop insurance today protects the vast majority of eligible farmland in the United States. Crop insurance has become the cornerstone of modern farm policy because it provides farmers with reliable protection against both weather losses and market uncertainty.
With the March 16th deadline approaching for many major crops, Zacharias said farmers should review their coverage now. To learn more about crop insurance and the companies offering multi-peril coverage across the country, visit cropinsuranceinamerica.org. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.